two over, and be continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 26th of January, 72. Channel 2 over, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 26th of January, 72. Channel 2 over, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 26th of January, 72. Channel 2 over, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 26th of January, 72.
Oh, yes, I remember that. And since you mentioned it, I can tell from the road that she's not heavy like she used to be. Mm-hmm. I don't think the young people, or the people now, Miss Daisy, not as new to go to church up here anyway.
9 men.
Oh.
She goes to church once in a while.
Yeah. Well, that's the trouble, you see. It ain't the way you see people.
That's right.
That's the trouble now. They don't even have to go to the grocery store. They go to town and buy the groceries and all those things.
Miss Daisy had a basket of groceries Monday morning in her arms. That was a big basket.
It was. Wasn't much in it to eat, did it?
No.
I had some soup. What else? I had my old coat. She didn't get too hot for me to have that. I rolled them up and put them in that bag. Swing them on my arm.
Oh, that's the way up to the store.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a foggy morning. I almost didn't see you.
Hmm?
I almost didn't see you on the road. It was so foggy. And when you wear your coat to the store, you get hot.
Yes. I'll tell you, though, roll it up.
Yeah.
Put it in that bag. No, I guess I better get back to my house.
Well, one of these days, Miss Daisy, I want you to, we'll go back there, I want you to see the new additions.
See what?
The new calves.
Oh, they're so cute.
Let me tell you, this bull, we go down there and we move them from one patch to another, and then you know the calves won't play.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sir. These
how many calves you got now?
Half of them out there now.
So what is the half?
And them calves, they'll start running, and these calves just race.
Oh, yeah.
These are the fastest running calves I ever saw. They take after this bull.
They're strong.
They take after this bull. This is the fastest bull I ever saw. Oh, when he moves, he shoots.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yes. I had him a long time here before I could put my hand out and stop him.
Oh, yeah?
He moves so fast before I could get there. Oh, he moves fast. And you talk about breeding cows. I'm telling you, he breeds them. Yes, sir. He don't put up with any foolishness. And,
you wouldn't take nothing from him.
Well, that's an advantage. And these calves are taken after him. They race. I never saw such a race in my life. And they all do it.
And one particular one starts it all.
He starts it all. And then the others go after him.
Yes. he goes out there, and first thing you know, the others out there, and then they're racing. We go down there first Sunday morning we have. They don't care whether the sun's shining or not, you know. They don't go ahead with that business.
Oh, you'll have to see them.
Yeah. Now, you're not watching today. No watching today?
Yes, sir. I was thinking about it.
Oh, really?
I watched Jack Watson. I don't know which one I'm going to do. I'm going to try to bruise down some of that hedge, Jack.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing to cut it with. But I'm going to do something about it.
Well, you want to borrow my scissors?
No, not today.
Oh.
Because I don't think I'm going to do very much today.
Oh, it's growing right along here in the wintertime.
Come on, I don't feel so good in my stomach. So, I ain't going to do much till it does better.
What do you think it is? Been eating too much?
I ain't been eating too much. It just started wanting to act up, I guess.
You see that handsome cardinal out there? Isn't she pretty?
Have you got Miss Bess's wash? If you haven't washed for her this week?
No, ma'am. I don't know what I'm going to do about Bess's washing. In fact, one thing I know, if they ain't going to do no better, I'm going to do better for myself. Well, I just have to let it go. That's too much work for nothing.
You still haven't heard from
them? Haven't got a thing.
And that's been going on since December.
That's just Christmas. But, you see, I thought Bessie, because she's the one who comes to me. And then she told me, you don't have to do nothing. I'll tell her what to do. But that leaves me with nothing but a warm clothes. I think there's lots of Bessie, but not that much.
That's the right amount of work.
That's a plenty of work.
That stove of hers, she's lucky. It hadn't been cold this winter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she'd been a broker buying kerosene. The old wood pile holding up? You got plenty of wood.
I got some wood. But in jail, got me some wood money. You know where they trimmed up them trees down there? Left them blocks. And Buddy got Gia to sit up some of them blocks and they brought it to the house.
Well, that's a help. That's a help.
No, it's just right there with the house.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to split them yourself.
No, I can't split them. James, he'll split some. He get JR to split some.
You know that little wedge they used to use to split with?
Mm-hmm.
That makes it a whole lot easier.
Make it a whole lot easier.
Yeah, especially when you got big.
Yeah, one of them things and I don't know.
Well, you know why?
Mm-hmm.
They cost so much.
So they cost too much?
They cost $2 or $3, Miss Ada.
Just like everything else, costs
that's
too much.
That's right.
And they didn't think to them, you see. Just a little old piece of metal.
That's right.
Nothing to them.
Everything is going up and keep going.
Except what we take in. Well,
let's see, we'll give Miss Daisy a choice of bread, yeah? She may have a preference.
Yeah.
Do you like one better than the other?
Well, I like it all.
Well, you pick up one you like. You mean she doesn't have an apron on? Oh, yes, she's got an apron on this morning, guy. Blue one. Okay. I'm going to put some oranges in this for you. You go and take it home. I'm taking the sun back.
Channel 2 over around 2:50, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy. Thursday morning, 26th of January, 72. Channel 2 over around 2:50, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 26th of January, 72.